Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, we come before you again tonight. We thank you, Lord, that you've been good to us. And we want to do all we can while we have time and opportunity. So we ask you to bless your word, anoint it. Let it be what you would have it to be in Jesus' name. We're so dependent on you, Lord. We're that little dust, dear Lord, and we ask you to have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord gave me this thought, Nehemiah's wall. And so I started reading, and I began to realize such a burden that Nehemiah had for that wall. He could have been satisfied where he was, what he was doing, but he wasn't. He knew that there was some, his homeland needed help. And so he was before the king, and the king saw his face. Let's go to Nehemiah 2. I would like to have somebody to help me with the reading, because we will be spending a lot of time in this. And the king looked at his face and found out that he had a burden. You know, I believe the Lord wants to help each of us to have a burden for his work. Sometimes that burden may be somewhere away from home, but sometimes it could be right at home. There are places that we need to be willing to let the Lord work with us to build walls, walls that need to be built. We're not talking about walls against other people. We're talking about the wall that surrounds the people of God. There may be things that people need to do for God. Sometimes we might start praying and saying, well, I see a need here. Lord, will you bless this need? Will you undertake? Will you send someone to do something about it? And do you know sometimes the Lord wants us to do it? Instead of just, yes, we can pray for those things, but sometimes the Lord says, you know, who will go for us? Who will? He wants someone that he could send to do things. And so Nehemiah was one of those people. That God placed that burden on him. He was not satisfied with his homeland being in the condition it was. And he was willing to do something about it. Somebody read Nehemiah 2, starting at the first verse. We just want to kind of get a background of the problem that was here.
And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of
Artaxerxes.
That wine was before me, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, for what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant have king said unto me, the queen also sit in my hand. For how long shall thy journey be? And when wilt thou return? So it pleased the king to send me, and I set him a time. Moreover, I said unto the king, if it please the king, let letters be given to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come to Judah. And a letter of Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace, which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me.
Okay, we can stop there. So you see, what was happening is the walls were broken down. The gates were not there. And everything was in very bad condition. And this Nehemiah was concerned about the wall. His burden was to build the wall of his homeland. And the Lord gave him favor. He asked the king, when he saw what his problem was, he was willing to send him and even sent letters to help him. And so we'll stop and meditate on things that we might see that need to be done. Yeah. Things maybe right around us. People that we might need to reach out to. Yeah. Whatever the Lord lays on our heart, we need to have a willing mind and a willing heart to do that. The work of God is very serious. You know, sometimes we have a pretty comfortable life and we can feel like, satisfied in the life we're living. But I don't think the Lord wants us to do it because the time is great right now. If we realize there are many people that are sick and dying and our opportunities are getting less and less, and we need to take advantage of the opportunities we have right now to do all we can in His kingdom. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm here. Because I feel the urgency of the hour. I don't know how long the Lord's going to give me. I can walk. You remember, I was not able to get around like this. But He's given me this. And for that reason, not just that I can walk, but because He's given me life. And I want to do all I can in His service. Yes. Wherever I go, if the Lord give me something to try to help someone, I want to be doing that. Yes. Even if it's nothing but carrying a burden of prayer for a person that needs help, that needs to be saved, or that needs help in other ways. But I want to do whatever your hands find to do. Do it with all your might. That's one scripture. And so I want to encourage you to not be satisfied with life as it is, the pleasant, easy life, but to say, Lord, what can I do in your service? When I was I was in my 20s, early 30s, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, where's my place? I was inspired by a young person that was working for God. I said, Lord, where's my place? The Lord told me very plainly, you are a missionary. That is your job. And so, and I told the experience of how first I thought I was going to go to Africa, and then someone told me, well, why don't you come to California? You can go over into Mexico. A lot of people go, back and forth. And of course, my mother on both issues said, no doors, no doors. And then my oldest sister called and said, well, Doris, why don't you come to Dallas. And my mother said to me, and my mother was a good guide. She was a God-fearing woman. She said, Doris, I believe Dallas is your missionary work. You know what I said? I got on my knee. I started praying earnestly to the Lord. And I said, Lord, my mother says that she believes that Dallas is my missionary work, but I don't have no burden for Dallas. This is exactly the way that went. And the Lord said, submit. And I did. And do you know the minute I submitted, God gave me a burden for Dallas. I couldn't hardly get there fast enough. And he worked, and he proved himself time and again. My sister was riding with us going to Dallas, and my car started acting up, and it was like, here I'm on my way, but my car started. I got my testament out, and it opened up to where I think maybe the angel said, be of good cheer, Paul, as you have witnessed for me. That was the scripture he gave me. I closed that testament up, cranked that car up, no problem, got to Dallas. I just want to encourage you to get busy for the Lord. Take advantage of every opportunity. You may be in the store, and the Lord might put on your heart to speak to someone right here. You know, testify to them about the goodness of God. Don't be too shy to do it. If the Lord put it on your heart, do it, because that's your opportunity. You do not know whether that person, when they leave there, will ever have an opportunity to hear the gospel. So here we have Nehemiah. His burden was for this wall. And he got the letters, and he went there, and he began to work on the wall. Oh, saints, let's do all we can in his service. Do you hear the call? Are you willing for God to use you? At 12 years old, Jesus was willing. Do you remember that story? Where he said to his mother, "Wist not that I must be about my father's business at 12 years old. You're not too young to do for God. Let's get busy. Our time is short. It seems eternity is looming in sight. Let's go on and do all we can for the Lord. Let's look at Luke 2 and 49. That's the scripture where Jesus said that wist not I should be about my Father's business. Somebody read that for me. Yes, we need to be about our Father's business. And let's go to Isaiah 6 and 8. Let's have a mind to work for the Lord. Do all we can in his service while we have chance. Says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Can we say that? Here am I, send me. With a willing heart and a willing mind to do what we can for God. God wants to build broken walls. Look around you. Think about where those walls are broken, because God wants someone that's willing. He wants to use our hands. He wants to use our voice. He wants to use us, our expertise, the things that we can do to build walls. Let's go to Nehemiah 3:1. Third chapter, first verse.
Then Eliakim, the high priest, rose up with his brethren, the priests, and said, and they builded the sheep together. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Meah. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hanan. And next unto him builded the men of Jericho, and next to them builded Zichar, the son of Imri. But the fish gate did the son of Hanasai build, who also laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and locks thereof, and bars thereof. And next unto them repaired Memamoth, the son of Erijah, the son of Cause, the next unto them repaired Mishlam, the son of Retiah, the son of Mesopheel, and next unto them repaired Zadok, the son of Bana.
Okay, I want you to stop. We can go on and on, but I want you to see how that Nehemiah had the burden, but what happened? He had all these people helping. One would fix one gate, and one would fix another. You know, we can get so much done if we work together. You know, if we don't have to feel like it's got to be my way or this, but let's band together and do what we can to build walls. There are broken walls around, but we can do it by the help of the Lord if we do it together. So one did one wall, one gate, and someone did another, and someone else said this was needing repair. You know, we don't have to sit around and wait on somebody else to do it. Let's do what we can. Maybe, for instance, say there's a little problem in the chapel needs work, for instance. And I could sit and say, well, maybe so-and-so will do it. But if I see it, I can get busy doing it, right? I can, you know, I personally can't do a lot of things like that. But we can do it like that. If one person see, well, you know, brother, I see this needs fixing. Get busy. You know, do it. Maybe if we can't do it, maybe we could say, well, I'll give some money to help someone else that can do it if I can't do it. Or however, whatever we do, let's band together and get the work done. Not just the chapel, not just the physical, but also the spiritual thing. Somebody said, maybe, for instance, like when I went to Honduras, they took me to see a lady, an elderly lady in Milton. Some of you might know where Milton is, Milton Bike. And it was so precious to me to be able to go see that lady and sit down and have, like, sing songs with her and talk to her and read scripture. Okay, so if one person have a burden, for instance, to go, maybe someone else can go along with and help sing. Or do you see what I'm saying? Together, we can do this, and we can be a help to different souls. Not just, you know, well, so-and-so will do it. No, let's all band together and do what we can. I put in our little part. Let's go to Nehemiah 4:1. We're going to read 1-6.
But it came to pass that when Sam Hear, O Lord God, O ear despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for a prey in the land of captivity, and cover not their iniquity, and let not their sin be blotted out from before thee. For they have provoked thee to anger before the builders. So build we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work.
Now, if you look at this scripture, there's two things I want us to get out of this. The first, that these people worked together. They got the wall done because the men had a mind to work. The people had a mind to work. And that's what we want to do. We want to have a mind to work. And you know, but there's another part here. At the very first, What was the problem? Sennacherib, was it? He was making fun of them. And you know, we don't need to let distractions and things keep us from doing the work of God. Oh, these feeble Jews. I'm feeble, so somebody could say, well, what could that little feeble lady do? Maybe not very much, but I'm willing to do the little bit I can do. And so here it says, what was his name? Sanballat. I'm sorry, I had the wrong name. Sanballat. He began to mock them. And in the second verse, he said, and he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do these feeble Jews? In other words, you know, they ain't gonna be able to do anything. They can't accomplish anything. Whatever they do is gonna fall apart. But we cannot. We will have opposition. The enemy will do all he can to try to stop us from doing the work of the Lord. Oh, I'm tired. I need to rest. Or, you know, I'm doing more than other people. Don't worry about what others. Have a mind to work and put your whole heart in it. And you know what? There's gonna be a blessing in the end. At the end, that wall was finished. They were able to finish that wall. And God will help us too, to be able to do something in his service, to be able to encourage some soul. Maybe someone is almost on the point of, you know, we have people that think of taking their lives. And do you know, maybe we can encourage somebody that if we hadn't stepped in, they would have maybe taken their lives or some of those things. There are so many broken people. But God wants to use us as his people to build up the walls, to encourage people, to help them that souls might be won to Christ, that God could be glorified. I desire your prayers. This is just a short little message, but I hope it encourages you together, be about our Father's business. And the one thing I want to tell you from one of my experiences, a few weeks ago, I've been going back and forth to Honduras, and I was beginning to think, you know what, maybe I need to kind of like stop and just kind of relax and just kind of retire-like, you know what I'm saying? And the Lord gave me this scripture in Acts. I think it's Acts 20 and 24. I want somebody to get that. But when he did, I knew there was no place for my retirement. I'll retire in heaven. So I need to do what I can here while he gives me strength. Did someone have that?
But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course of joy. joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God.
That's the scripture the Lord gave me. And that inspired me. Go on, continue on, do what you can, while you can, and leave everything else in His hand. Pray for me.